Welcome back. To all my diehard listeners, hit that like button and make sure you comment. I don't care if it's ABC123, the way it works. To all my new watchers, subscribe and hit the bell. I promise not to disappoint. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So if you want to keep up with my content and stop the censorship, join my Patreon or you can also join my community on locals.com. Links below. Now let's get into the video.
All right, boys. Welcome to How to Train Your Woman Part 1. You see them dishes? Watch this. Hey, yo, Ray! Them dishes ain't gonna do themselves. Let's go. Get up.
You want me to get up and beat your ass?
Nah.
I'll get up and beat your fucking ass before I do the fucking dishes.
Never let a woman talk to you like this. I wouldn't even play around and do a skit like this. So you can tell this dude is a simp. Even for making a joke or a fake TikTok like this.
I'm good. You don't gotta do that.
It sounds like that's what you want, Gus. Coming in here with all that fucking attitude.
I was just trying to be funny. I was doing a video.
It's not fucking funny.
Okay.
Go fucking stream.
I'm gonna go play
go
some
fucking
game.
Twitch stream. Go.
Okay, I'm sorry to bother you, sir. Sorry.
What's something that's actually incredibly fucking misogynistic, but everyone just ignores it and pretends it's fine?
Marriage. I'll explain. The idea that on a hen...
Before we even hear what she has to say, we already know it's going to be bullshit. See, in instances like this, you can judge a book by its cover. Don't talk to people who look like this. I don't know if you think that's wrong or whatever, but look, trust me, you'll be better off in life if you just don't talk to people like this.
Night, you go out with your girlies to celebrate. But on a bachelor's night, you go out with strippers, you know, traditionally, because it's your last night single. Being walked down the aisle and given away by your father, taking your man's surname so that you're now his, like, property. The fact that in the traditional wedding vows, the man has to love and honour, and the woman has to love, honour, and obey. Throwing the bouquet to a group of girls to see who gets married next, but there's no equivalent for men. The whole traditional history of a dowry is that the bride's family were paying to get rid of her. The white dress signifying virginity. And there are smaller details that you might not even think about. Like the woman has to walk towards the man on the aisle. And the man stands on the right, i.e. the right-hand side of God. Also, when men ask for the father's blessing to propose, that feels... ugh.
What do you think, Wackus Bonkus?
Kill him.
Ooh, you naughty Wackus.
Right, don't catch feelings. If she letting you hit, just take it for what it is. She's not going to be your girlfriend. Get that out of your head. You shouldn't want her to be your girlfriend. She's on TikTok in a bra. As soon as you start expressing your emotions and feelings, she loses all attraction. She's supposed to be the one doing that and pressuring you to get in a relationship, not the other way around. Don't ever tell a woman, oh, I'm so into you. I love you so much. I want you to be my own. No, that's coming on too strong. Play it cool and act like you could live without her. That's what keeps her attracted.
If you don't like your hot girlfriend wearing hot clothes, taking hot pictures, don't have a hot girlfriend.
Real shit. And that's why I say women who are nines and tens are not dateable. Get you a nice six or a seven. Who could play the role you needed to play and not be all over Instagram half naked. I wouldn't have did all that. Nice ass, but yeah, I would have let her know, I see you. Hey, what's up? What up, bro? Enjoy your time. And I would have went on about my fucking life. I wouldn't have caused the scene. I wouldn't have pulled her up. Do you?
So my friend just called me crying, saying her and her boyfriend are arguing, and she thinks he's gonna hit her. So I just woke up, but I'm on my way. Because what we don't do...
You better stay out of my business. See, this is why I don't do the friends involved in the relationship thing. Keep your friends the fuck out of our business or the relationship over. If they ever intervene, the relationship over. That simple.
Around here is that. You got me fucked up, okay? At no point in time in a relationship should you be touched. And you know what? I'd be damned if you know a bitch like me and you get touched. So I told her, baby, don't even worry about it. Go to the bathroom and tell him Brian's on his way. Because he knows that I'm the right bitch to fuck. with. So I'm on my way to figure out what's happening, okay? Because obviously something happened in his fucking brain this morning. Maybe he didn't eat his breakfast. Maybe he just woke up and fell down the fucking stairs. I don't know what
I can't do it, man. I don't got any problem against gay people. If you want to have sex with the same sex, that's your business. But I kind of stay away from them. Because it's always some type of toxic drama. I'm not saying it's all of them, but it's enough of them for me to just stay away from them generally. All this extra shit.
It is, but he's feeling real stupid right now. So I'm on my way. We're going to talk it out. I brought this taser and my other one. We can either talk or we can zap. So that's it. You're either going to get zapped or you're going to talk it out. Touch my friend if you want to. It'll be real fucking bright of you to touch my friend. I dare you, bitch.
Maybe, do you know you're white? Do you know you're fat? Do you know you're ugly? Do you know?
Do you know I'm gorgeous? I'm beautiful with this pasty ass skin and fupa and all.
Yeah, because she got a bunch of dudes in her DM, and when she go out dressed like that, the black dudes probably swarm. The low-class black dudes. Let's be clear, that's not 100% of black males in America, but nobody talks about that. But yeah, the low-life black guys, they be on her like white on rice.
Do you know that? And I'll take your man. And your girl, too, because you know I like girls more anyway, baby. I'm coming for her. Where's she at? Never listen to them. You are gorgeous. Period.